Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. But we got a lot to do today as we set up a playoff week. The Eagles and the Packers, 4:30 here at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. I like the spot, by the way. Did you like them? So there was different possibilities, right? It could have been Saturday, 4:30, Hugh. It could have been Saturday night. It could have been Sunday at 1, Sunday at 4, Sunday at 8, Monday night. Did you like the spot? I think the Sunday 4:30 is a perfect spot for the Eagle game.
Yeah. Ooh, but boy, if the weather's going to be... Maybe we think it's going to be.
If it's cold.
Ooh, that thing going to be brick.
Well, get your coat and bundle up.
Ooh, that thing going to be brick about 6 o'clock. It's going to
be. But is there any spot where it's not going to be cold?
No, you're right. Yeah. But shout out, I don't know who it was, but it was a couple people yesterday that had on shorts and sat in the stands. Yeah. It was a couple people
in
the stands yesterday. People in the stands yesterday that didn't have a shirt on. Boy, I know your lungs on fire today. Yeah, you probably got a whole lot of phlegm.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
In your chest.
Yeah, you're not feeling good today, and there's no way. All right, 215-592-9494. Here's what we know. Sunday, 4:30, it'll kick off right here in WIP. And on the call for the postseason will be the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. He joins us now as we talk about a 14-win team getting ready for the Green Bay Packers
Merrill.
On Sunday. Merrill, how you doing this morning?
You. Joe, how are you?
How you doing, man?
Well, we're good, man.
Good to hear from
you. Very well about this 14-3 team, but as good as any team in the National Football League, including Detroit.
Well, I agree, Merrill. They've played that way since the end of September. They've lost one game, and we know how weird that one was with all those points the Commanders piled up in the last few minutes of the game. So they've been close to perfect for a long time now. Merrill, they get to welcome in the Packers. Merrill, your first thought on this one, Eagles-Packers Sunday afternoon.
Well, you don't go by Brazil because that was really an extension of the preseason for both teams. But the Packers are a good team, assuming that everything's okay with Jordan Love. I think it'll be a battle, but I think it's going to be a good competitive game, a game that the Eagles have to win, obviously, but I think it's good that they have a test this stiff to begin the playoffs.
Well, that's it. It's the way you frame that. It's interesting because the NFC in general, Merrill, feels more challenging than maybe it has in other years. Just the fact that Green Bay with 11 wins is the seventh seed. It's if the Eagles are going to make it to New Orleans, they have a very good chance to do it. They're going to earn it, Merrill. It doesn't feel like there's any teams in the postseason this year in the NFC. They're like, yeah, they're not that good. They're all pretty good from 1 through 7.
Yeah, they all are, but there are a couple of others that are more of a soft landing than facing the Packers or even the Commanders for that matter. But I think it's going to be a competitive game, but I feel very confident that the Eagles will prevail.
So, Merrill, let's go back to that Week 1 game. I know a lot has changed. Obviously, the Eagles weren't, Cooper Dean wasn't even on the field. The Eagles have become a much better team since they were then. But when you think back to that game, what stood out to you then? What do you take away from the last time they played? Eagles won the game 34-29. It was kind of the first, was our first impression of Saquon, and he was amazing in that game. What do you take away? What do you remember from that first matchup, the one down in Brazil?
You know, it seems like it was 2 years ago. It really does. so many things have happened. But that was a game where both teams came to play, and the regulars hadn't seen any action during the preseason. I mean, they didn't step on the field in the preseason game, and here they were just getting off the rough edges, relearning how to tackle, and yet the Eagles found a way to win the game, and Jalen Hurts threw a lot of good passes, and you saw for the first time up close and personal as an Eagle how much of an impact Saquon Barkley was going to have.
Well, he did an incredible season, Merrill, and with 2,000 yards by the end of it. All right, Merrill, let's look at the entire NFC postseason field here. What do you think? So Detroit wins last night. They're the one seed. That drops Minnesota to the five. So if Detroit's going to get the bye, Eagles against the Packers, and then the other matchups in the NFC here are going to be the Commanders and Bucks and the Vikings and the Rams. What do you think about those games, Merrill? Because how those play out obviously will impact who the Eagles could see next week.
Well, I think the Vikings will beat the Rams, although Sam Darnold has to play a lot better than he did last night. But I still like the Vikings over the Rams. And I think, although I think Baker Mayfield has had a great season, so has Jaden Daniels, I think the Commanders are going to win that game.
I agree with you, Merrill, on both of those, actually. I think the Vikings and the Commanders. That would mean we would see the Vikings next week if the Eagles are to prevail in their game. Vikings would be here next week.
Yeah, that'd be great for us.
That'd be a fun matchup, yeah. Merrill. It feels like no matter how this shakes out, you know, whether it be the Rams, the Bucks, or the Vikings, it's a fun matchup moving after the Packers game, Merrill. No matter who comes in here, it'll be a good game.
It doesn't matter. They're all going to be tough. But the Eagles are good enough when they play their best. They can beat any one of these teams.
Merrill, what did you make it yesterday? I know the game had a different feel because it was mostly backups playing, but once again, Tanner McKee, given a chance to play, he looked really good out there as the starting quarterback.
He is really good. He is a very traditional quarterback, drop back pocket passer with a great arm. He did a great job, but so did so many young players. And I was happy for them, number one, to get the opportunity. And I was happy to look down and see the other guys just sitting on the bench. They didn't need to be out there. Look at Green Bay. Jordan Love got banged up. They lost Christian Watson for, I'm sure, the season of the playoffs. He's not coming back. He was carted off. There's so much danger in playing those starters last year, the Eagles did, and they lost A.J. Brown. So they did the right thing. It paid off, and it helped a lot of players.
Well, and hopefully next week it helps them with being fresh and ready to go from the jump, because a great start would go a long way. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy.
Can I mention one more thing?
Of course.
And I think Hugh will echo my words. I'd like to congratulate Jeffrey Lurie on his 300th win. He is the best owner in Eagles history. He handles himself with class. He's nice to everybody. And he has built a magnificent organization.
No question.
Well
about
said, Merrill.
Yeah.
Well said. Yeah. It's an organization that, like you said, treats people with class. And this is now not even surprising when they run off one of these seasons, Merrill. It's 14 wins is never expected, but we expect them to compete and be a championship caliber team. And almost every year, Merrill, they're pretty close to that.
You know, I was very friendly with a coordinator who once left the team, and he said to me, "If I ever get an opportunity to be a head coach, I only hope to have an owner like Jeffrey, because all he says to a coach is yes. If there's anything you need, practice facilities, any kind of trades, he is always there in their corner."
Well, well said, and it's working, because 14 wins and a chance to go deep in the postseason again. Merrill, thank you, and we'll talk to you Sunday for a big pregame show.
Okay, Joe. You
have a good
care.
One, Merrill.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there, the voice of the Eagles, as he gets set for the postseason here. Merrill sounds confident. He's with you. He's not worried.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, man. And this team, when you think about all the stuff that they've been through, man, I mean, you know, they're not the only one. You know, you talk about the injuries that Detroit has had. But when you think about this year and tumultuous and how it ended last year and to go into this season and, you know, have some of the controversy that happened and still be able to get to where you are, that's pretty impressive. The only question that we have now or concern is the health of our quarterback. Because to go through what we went through last year and to be in this at this point looking real good, that's a testament to how committed to this team was and how everybody had to kind of shift or make self-sacrifices in order to get there.
Well, I mean, I you think about it. Look, it was the offseason, Hugh. It was all the drama at the end of last year. It was even the beginning of this year. I mean, if you had told me when they were 2-2 that they were going to lose just one more game the rest of the season and be the 2 seed in the NFC, I would have said, it's just insanity. Like, there's no way. They were 2-2, and they looked terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, if not the play that maybe turned the season in New Orleans, they could have been 1-3 those first 4 weeks. They looked nothing like the team they turned into. And now they just win and win and win. And, you know, thanks to that defense, which has been remarkable even yesterday with the backups. I mean, some people around here doubted that defense. And now look at those people.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never doubted them. I just said they were not a necessity.
And now, after this season?
I mean, after this season, you know what I feel? Since we want to go there.
I'm just wondering how you're feeling.
Oh, my beard is going to stay gray. That's how I feel. I mean, I was, you know, hate to be that guy
on
Victory Monday. Mm. But, I mean, hey, I mean, you know, I wasn't unwavering in my, you know, my stance.
I have an agenda on this defense and my beard being green.
So, all right, let me just lay this out for you. Because I guess technically you won. You won the bet, right?
No, it don't technically do it. I won.
Technically, you won the bet. The Eagles finished the year second in the NFL in points per game allowed.
Second.
17.8, I think was the final number. 17.8 this season. But, Hugh, look, deep down, you lost, right? You know this, right?
No.
Deep down, I lost. Like when you, the spirit of the bet.
What?
The spirit of you started off this season by saying defense was a luxury, not a necessity. They became the best defense in the league.
They played extremely well.
Yeah. So I think, and we'll see where everyone comes down on this. 215-592-9494.
Wait a minute, hold on. What you mean?
I just want to know how everyone feels. I think you should honor the spirit of the bet.
I don't even know why you're doing this because I already know how the people feel.
I don't know how people feel.
I had random people coming up to me yesterday talking about, what's up with the beard? What you mean, what's up with the beard?
All right, let me lay out a
case. I won.
Let me lay out a case while you lost. Well, sometimes the scoreboard, you know how you have to dig deeper sometimes? You may have won on the scoreboard, but deep down, you know you lost this thing,
no,
all right?
That's not how wins losses
work. I'm sorry. The Eagles finished number one in yards allowed.
Yes, they did.
They finished number one in yards per play allowed. They finished number two in points per game. And I think if you ask any football fan heading into the postseason, who has the best defense in the NFL?
Who has the best defense in the playoffs?
They would say the Eagles.
Yeah.
They would say the Eagles.
Yeah, I get that.
So when you add all that together, then the reality is they're so far from a luxury. They are clearly a necessity. And I think you owe it to the listeners. And
wait a minute.
Think of this as a moral loss.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
There were moral victories. Lost morally.
How is it moral? How is there moral victories?
Because the defense is a luxury take is ridiculous.
It was on point.
It never was.
It was on point.
That's
what
that's
was the
problem.
Original? Okay, let's workshop this for a while. What was the original bet?
The original bet was if they finish allowing 17
points
or less.
Yeah.
Then you would die
what
or be
what they finish with?
17.8.
So how did I lose?
We round down.
That's
my God.
Yes.
Even if you round down, it's still 17.
Less. 17
if it was 17.5, you probably have a leg to stand on. It was 17.8.
Well, can I make the case that yesterday didn't count? Saquon didn't play.
Wait a minute. How you can?
Did
the Giants starters play?
They don't count. They're barely NFL
they're not
players.
Starters.
If anything, you probably would have been better if you'd have spun it and said that it's a testament to Howie Roseman's drafting and his roster.
Yeah, I mean, we know that.
I mean, that probably would have been a little bit more compelling argument than what you brought to the table.
Look, number one yards per play. Kyle, your official vote, should Hugh dye his beard green?
Of course he should.
All right, I mean, I vote the same.
I can't believe y'all about to lead this up to the people because I already know how they're going to go.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Right.
I think the only the only fair way to do this is a vote.
But that's not fair.
You don't have faith in the people having your back?
No, here? I already know what they're going to do. No, they want to see me running around town.
Yep.
With a green beard, that's what they want to do.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And the spirit, you lost.
I didn't lose.
I mean, you did.
I did lose.
If I had told you before the season started that the Eagles would finish number two in points allowed, number one in yards allowed, you'd say, yeah, they were really important.
No, I would probably say that's a lot. I would probably say that's a lot.
You would have doubted that.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. No doubt. I would have probably doubted it. But they beat that, so yeah.
All right. I mean, I think it would be – just think about how good this would be for the Eagles, how good it would be for the city, for the station.
How good would it be for the Eagles?
Oh, I think it would push them closer to a victory on
Is
Sunday.
Is that right?
If I had a green beard. Could you imagine the crowd reaction at the pregame show Sunday when we're there and you got the bright green beard ready to go?
Ridicule.
No.
Ridicule.
I don't think that's it.
We need every bit of edge that we can get here. It's the postseason, man.
So now it's on me.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Well,
I don't believe that.
Then we know who's responsible if this goes bad. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls. Excited, nervous? Where do you come down as we start the week? Like, what's that feeling inside as this Monday starts a playoff week here in Philadelphia? And what do you vote on the Hugh thing? I mean, technically, right, if we go by the letter of the law, Hugh won the bet. He doesn't have to shave or dye his beard, but, I mean, you kind of...
just want to see it. Just be honest.
If you look under the hood... The moral of this is you lost. I mean, you look under the hood. You know what it's almost like? It's almost like when a team wins barely and they got outgained the whole game.
Barely.
You're like, it's like, man, they won, but they really got outplayed.
That's what they call getting by the skin of your teeth.
That's
you can say that. Yeah.
Yeah. You won, but you really got by barely. 215-592-9494. Chuck is in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Yo, Chillio. What's the dealio?
Chuck.
What's up, man?
Hey, Hugh, listen, we need the Green Bear, man. The people need
see,
it.
See, that,
thank
see,
you,
is,
thank
this
you,
is,
Chuck.
This is what we talk, see? See?
I'm telling you, Hugh, we need it, man. I'm just to let you know, the people speaking out here,
see?
Man. We need the Green Bear. It's about to go on the run right now. This is going to propel us to the Super Bowl. But here's the thing, though, right? With the Green Bear and the defense.
Wow, he's about to do a whole diatribe on the Green Bear.
Yeah, he's ready. Yeah, go.
Yeah. With the Green Bear and the Fluff Eagles defense and Jared Goff and Sam Darnold stinking as quarterbacks, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be in the Super Bowl this year. And that game yesterday made me believe that even more. You know, those two quarterbacks are brutal, okay? And there's no way that they're going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. No way. I'm just telling you that right now. There's no way. When the lights are on the brightest, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. And, you know, everybody's mad out there. All people are mad out there that we didn't play Saquon for the record. I told people, listen, the Eagles are all in on winning the Super Bowl. That's how you got to look at this. They pushed their chips all in on going in and winning the Super Bowl. And me being a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody else should be excited about that. You know what I mean? No, we didn't get the record, but what that told me, what they did last week, was that they're going all in to win this Super Bowl. And they're coming into the playoff healthy. Green Bay is going to get drummed. I'm talking about steamrolled. They ain't going to know what hit them. Jordan Love's going to want the next plane right back to Green Bay. Because he's not going to want to be in that game after being hit the way he's going to be hit. It's going to be cool.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Cold, you're going to be able to run the ball on this team. I'm not worried the least bit. At Green Bay. And I tell you one thing, too. Another thing is this, right? Detroit, don't put them in the NFC Championship game so quickly. I'm telling you. Because I'm telling you, it's a team down there in D.C. that I think is going to shock a lot of people. They're going to win on Sunday against Tampa Bay. And I think that they're going to go up there and they could beat Detroit. And they're going to beat Detroit. And we're going to be hosting an NFC Championship game here. Eagles Commanders.
Wow, that would be fun. Yeah, Chuck, I'm with you on the Commanders winning this weekend. I think they're going to beat Tampa. I think they're poised to win that game. And that would mean we get the winner of the Rams and the Vikings, which would be a fun game. Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. Chuck, see, Chuck, first vote there. Clearly, you should dye the beard.
I'm tallying all the votes.
I'm going to make sure by the end of the show we have a good tally. And then you better get on Amazon and get some. Do you know how to get the green dye for the beard? Have you researched this?
You know what? Back when I thought that this might be a thing, I did have some conversations with some folks, and they were telling me that basically it all depends. I can go the route where you dye it like every other day because of like when you wash it, it washes out, or you can do the permanent thing. I don't know. I mean,
what does the permanent thing mean? Permanent, like a month long?
Well, it takes a while. You know, it doesn't wash out as easily.
Well, that means that
we can discuss the permanent one.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm saying
you brought
it
up.
No, I was saying when this was actually a threat.
No, it's a great idea.
No, ain't no threat.
No, it is.
No, you should do it.
No, this is left up to the people.
If you look under the hood, you lost the spirit of this.
I did lose. If this was on the ESPN app or FanDuel app, then I would be up right now.
This is a moral defeat, Hugh. Yeah.
No, if this was in Vegas, I would be up.
But
right
but deep down, you lost. I mean, 215-592-94. What did you make of what Chuck just said about last night? The Lions and the Vikings. He's down on both of those teams because of the way the game played out.
I don't know, dog. Listen, I sat here a couple weeks ago And I said home field advantage didn't matter. Detroit's tough to beat at home. I rescind that. I rebuke that. I take it back or whatever else other word that I could use. I don't believe that. They've played extremely hard, and they're going to be rested. Like, that's the thing that I think about. You know, and we talk about the Joe. I talk to Aaron. We periodically text.
Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah. And yesterday I told you, I texted him before the game, and I was like, hey, coach, good luck, whatever. Because Aaron was my teammate, roommate, all that. And he was like, dog, we emptying the clip tonight. He said it just like that. So I was like, okay. So Joe texted me last night. He was like, yeah, I guess your boy Aaron is emptying the clip. And he said the same thing this morning. They're rested. The thing that I find fascinating about the Detroit Lions is this. They've been decimated with injuries on one side of the ball. The defensive side of the ball, mostly. You know, I know they got the running back hurt and everything. And they've gotten guys off the street. Like, you can say what you want about the defense, and that's not the focal. But they play well enough to help them stay in games. And they brought the house. They brought it yesterday. So it's one of those things with that, coupled with the way that fans base is going to be, it's probably going to be like it is for other teams when they come to Philadelphia.
I was more impressed with them last night, but now I'm a little more down on the Vikings. The Vikings didn't look very good last night.
I think you need to be blind, insane, like, or both too big to watch that game yesterday and think that the Lions aren't that good.
They won 15 games.
They didn't play well yesterday, but they still, dominated a 14-win team.
There's something to be said about the football guys blessing a team. Because, you know, when you talk about your number one pass rusher getting hurt, I think two of your linebackers are hurt.
Now, one came back last night. Okay, Anzalone came back last night.
But you didn't have them for a long time.
Yeah. Yep.
And to still figure out ways to win. And not only this, man, I haven't seen a whole lot of Detroit Lions games, but they're creative on offense.
Very.
They are very, very creative on offense. And Jared Goff, we all been waiting for Jared Goff to have that Jared Goff moment. He ain't really had that. You could point to, I know somebody say, oh, well, Hugh, he threw a game where he threw five picks. But he overcame that five picks.
Well, they won that game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So last night, I didn't even think he was great, and yet they scored 31. Like, their floor is so high.
Yeah, I think Detroit going to be a tough place.
They will. Now, here's what the Eagles have to do. Get to Detroit. Like, I'll take my chances when we
get there.
And I think they have a chance to beat them. They got to get there first. Now, Minnesota might be our opponent in the second. Now, Darnold looked a little rattled last night. I think we could rattle Darnold here. Yeah, I think we could rattle him a little bit.
They're a dome team coming outside. I mean, that's if it's going to hit like you say it's going to hit this weekend,
woo.
Yeah, they ain't going to be right.
215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to discuss here on the show. Our first full show back in a while as a station, and we got a playoff game on Sunday. The Packers are coming in. Not your normal, not your ordinary 7 seed. What are you feeling this morning? Nervous? Excited? I mean, Chuck did – I like the way Chuck framed his take on the Packers here. The Packers are – as much as, you know, they did do this last year, it felt like they were hotter going in the postseason last year. They're not quite as hot this year. They got Love banged up yesterday, all that. I do believe, like, my first thought when I saw the matchup is the Eagles are going to win this game. But, you know, the nerves are there for me. Where do you come down? You're nervous? You're excited? Where do you come down this week? 215-592-9494. And we need your vote on this. Should Hugh Douglas dye his beard green regardless? Like, is it time for Hugh just to give in and realize he lost the spirit of the bet? I don't care what the points per game were. He lost the spirit. He knows it deep down. Should Hugh dye his beard? Plus, is there now added pressure on the Eagles to go win it all because of what they did yesterday or what they didn't do yesterday? I feel that way. We'll discuss it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about Bacon for a minute.